Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new season of The Kernel of Truth. I'm your host, Brian O'Sullivan, run product management here at Cumulus. And joining me as a co-host is Rupa Prabhu, chief Linux architect here, and also Scott Emery, who's a principal engineer, and also importantly for today, is the project lead of networking at OCP.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Good to be back on the podcast.
All right. So that the first question, obviously, not what is an engineer. That's not today's topic. But we're going to be talking about open networking hardware and the OCP Summit. And the first question then is, what's OCP?
OCP. So it stands for the Open Compute Project. And OCP is kind of an interesting thing that it started out as this experiment to find out what would happen if you open sourced data center networking hardware. And this has never been done before. All the companies that were building large networks, data center networks like Google and Amazon, they kept all their designs secret. Right. And this was an experiment largely promoted by Facebook to have open designs and have everyone in the community contributing.
And collaborating.
Collaborating, making them better. And so they started this 7-8 years ago. And it started out with various groups, obviously servers there in the data center, that's one group, and then power, that's an important part of the data centers. And then maybe a year or two after they started this project, they added networking, because networking is an important part of data centers also. And so the organization, it has this mission to create open networking hardware. And for the network project. We also do some software, but primarily it's focused on the hardware, the switches that are inside of a data center.
Right.
And you can go to the OCP website, click on the networking project, and right on the right-hand side, there's a link that'll take you to the specifications, and you can get all the specifications of all the switches that have been submitted to OCP. You could take them to a manufacturer, and all the design files are there. They could build them for you if you wanted to.
Right. And there's plenty of ODMs and you know box makers actually already making some of these. But certainly to your point, if you want to as a you know someone who wants to build a data center, you can also say, I want exactly this, and they'll make it
exactly.
For you.
Let's say the vendor decides, hey, just want to stop building that, you know, move on to something else. Well, you could take it and you could build it yourself or have it built.
Right. Okay. And so on that, I mean, you know, continuing with it, with the, that hardware and the kind of trends in hardware and what we see coming, let's talk some about that. So first off, just kind of briefly, you know, you mentioned data center and obviously it's data center focused, but there is an expansion beyond just data center. I should say just data center, but there is some beyond that. There are some areas that are not, you know, pure data center hardware as well. So that's part of it. You want to?
Sure. In addition, you're talking about with OCP.
With OCP, I mean,
yeah.
Specifically.
So, yeah. In the networking side, we've had some submissions like for Wi-Fi access points.
Right.
Those have been again open sourced, and all the hardware designs are there. And more recently, switches that might be better used either in a management network of the data center or in a campus network.
Right. So smaller and not your 100 gig, your massive throughput kind of things. Well, so talking about throughput and talking about that, let's talk speeds and feeds and what we're kind of seeing there. So, you know, what kind of different areas are you?
Yeah, so state of the art, depending on where the networking device is being used. But if you can consider the top of rack right now, the state of the art feeds and speeds is going to be 25 gigabits down to the servers. And then some uplinks that will be probably 100 gigabit going up to the next layer. And typical switch will have 48, 25 gig ports and
32 or so.
Some number of uplinks, like to 800 gig uplinks. At the next level, the spine layer that aggregates all those top of rack switches, of course, they're going to have 100 gig links. 3,200 gig links for a switch is pretty typical these days. That's sort of the state of the art currently. And of course, we're seeing things move beyond that in the future, and we can see what's going to happen. We're starting to see 400 gig right now for the interconnections between the TORs and the spines, and also faster speeds down to the servers, so that the TORs would have maybe 50 gig per lane.
And okay, so you're talking on the lane. So, you know, just for some, I mean, there's 25 gig, and this, I confess, you know, even for me, it does get a touch confusing in some of things. There's, when you have 100 gig, it's not 100 gig kind of. It's multiple lanes that are smaller, and that's kind of changing. I'll let you talk about that more, but that's kind of changing as we see 400 gig as well. Like that's also going through. It's the lanes themselves are going through their own evolution there.
Yeah. So when I said 25 gig lane, that's pretty much the commonplace thing today.
Right.
And so what that means is when you have a 25 gig link, you have one lane, essentially a pair going down to the servers. To get to 100 gig, we're talking about four lanes combined, essentially.
Right.
And so if you look at you slice the cable open or whatever, you'd see four pairs in that cable. And then going forward, what's interesting is how do you get to 400 gig then?
Right.
Do you take 16 25 gig lanes? No, that's too many. So what has been done is that there's 50 gig technology now, and that's just coming to market. And so you double the speed of a lane, and then you also double the number of lanes.
So you're 8 by 50 then. Instead
8
of
by 50 for 400 gig.
400 gig, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And any kind of, you know, ASICs or other thing. I mean, well, I'm sorry, we're talking ASICs, but from a CPU perspective, obviously there's a bunch of folks out there. We're seeing Intel across the board, or any kind of other ARM components that are coming in. You're seeing, or
oh, sure. So for the cost conscious networking devices, they're going with pretty much ARM, and several of the networking ASICs that you mentioned, they have the ARM processor built into them.
And
so
embedded.
So you don't even have to buy a separate chip to do your processing.
Right.
The vast majority of the, what I would call the standard data center switches, though, are based on Intel.
Right.
On the switch ASICs, who are the participating vendors? I mean,
oh, there's quite a few. The 800-pound gorilla is Broadcom. And they're the ones that have the vast majority of the switches that have been submitted to OCP and what you would see in the industry. Beyond that, of course, there's companies like Mellanox. They make high-end switching ASICs also. Marvell, Nephos, Innovium, and the list goes on and on.
Barefoot,
which is now Intel.
Right.
And the list goes on and on.
And Mellanox is now NVIDIA.
Yeah, everybody well. Seems to be
yeah.
gobbled up.
That's right. So, you know, you know, we're talking 100 gig, talking 25 gig. We talked a little bit before about you know, some of the smaller things, multi-gig. Now, multi-gig, probably nobody listening to this is confused by that terminology, because everyone's an expert and is going to be, you know, jumping on any kind of misstep I have, but multi-gig to me was a weird name when I first started, because like they're all multi, like 25 is multi, but specifically that's not what it's talking about here, right? It's
no, the multi-gig is a specific term for speeds greater than 1 gig but less than 10,
right?
And so today that would be 2.5 and 5 gig, and they're used in environments not so much in the data center, but definitely in campuses. Where now we're getting Wi-Fi access speeds that are greater than 1 gig. So your access point can go faster than the link between it and the switch.
Right. So Wi-Fi 6, as it comes out, is
exactly.
kind of as a faster.
So you could use two wires, but that's kind of a pain. So they've got the 2.5 and 5 gig to accommodate faster speeds. And, I mean, who wouldn't want faster speed even on a wired connection to your desktop?
Yeah.
Talking about chassis. There was a time when every OCP I would hear about some new chassis coming out. I have not been hearing much of that. What is the state there?
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the switching ASICs that we've been talking about, they're getting so dense and there's so much horsepower in the switching ASICs now that you can actually put what used to be a very large chassis into a single chip now. Wow. And so the need for a chassis has been greatly reduced. If you look at one example of an OCP chassis, the Facebook's backpack. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this was a chassis that had 12 Tomahawk ASICs in it. And it did that so that it could get 128 100 gig ports out the front. And it was basically all wire speed, 128 ports, any port to any port. But you needed 12 Tomahawk ASICs to do that. So now we have the Tomahawk 3 ASIC. And Facebook came out with the mini pack, which is basically 128 100 gig ports, but there's a single switching ASIC inside.
Right.
And so do you need a chassis? Would you need to have, you know, more than 128 100 gig ports, you know, in one box? Then maybe you go to a chassis design, but I just don't see that happening.
Right.
So do we have Tomahawk 3 boxes already out?
Certainly. The Facebook mini pack is the first one. And then there are a few other vendors. They haven't submitted to OCP yet, but I have seen vendors that are producing boxes that are either 128 100 gig ports or 32 400 gig ports.
Right. Yeah, I know from when I talk with customers, we do see customers who, even if they don't need a 400 gig speed, with a 400 box, you can still do breakout. So you can break it out and have it as if it were 128 by 100, or, you know, maybe 64 by 100, because you're just breaking out what to do in case you don't need that much, you know, bandwidth, etc.
Yeah, got to be a little careful there, because the breakouts here aren't breakout cables. Mm-hmm. You actually need some hardware to do the breakout, and that's called a gearbox. And the gearbox allows you to break out a single or 250 gig lanes into 425 gigs.
So on that, you know, we talked about chassis and how that's maybe died down somewhat. What are the other kind of things that people are talking about or proposing?
So as we've been talking about, there seems to be this insatiable appetite for bandwidth. And it's no matter how fast you're going,
it's podcasts. It's all because of podcasting.
It's not true. Pretty much, yeah, the RSS feeds are chewing up all the bandwidth. No, I could see going faster and faster. There's right. already talk of doubling to 800 or maybe even a terabit interfaces. To do that sort of thing, to go beyond 50 gigabits in a single lane, you really need some new technology inside the chips. Hmm. And so we're seeing some vendors are talking a lot about multi-chip modules,
mm-hmm.
where instead of a single massive ASIC like this, like we were talking about Tomahawk 3, is that the inside the actual packaging, there are multiple chips, multiple pieces of silicon that are independently created, and they're connected on the die. So that's a multi-chip module. And so they could separate out, say, the SerDes that are running at some higher speed, like 100 gig, and be able to cool and also manufacture something that would normally be unmanufacturable. Another technology we're hearing a lot about is it's called co-package optics. And this is where, instead of having the electrical to optical conversion being done on a plug-in module that you put in the front of the box, you do it actually on the chip. And so your switching ASIC would have optical interfaces coming out of it. And this greatly enhances the signal integrity, particularly between the switching ASIC and the front panel ports, and allows that to be manufactured, basically. When you get to high speeds like 100 gig, the amount of power that you have to draw and the signal integrity getting from the chip to the optical module on the front panel becomes very difficult.
Right. And networking boxes in general, as opposed to, say, servers, when you're talking power, kind of, you know, servers have a lot more power fluctuation and then they'll kind of drop down and have low utilization. You know, networking things, because you never know when the next packet's going to be showing up, they're running hot, you know, if not 100% of the time, almost all the time, right? It doesn't really drop down to really low power things. So presumably that would be, you know, tremendous. Cooling would help it out tremendously.
Yeah. It separately. And ideally, that's right, is that you're utilizing your network at its capacity and it's not just sitting idle.
Right.
But you're right. You never know. And we talked, you know, before about that insatiable appetite for bandwidth.
Right.
And it keeps going up because these things are so well utilized.
Yeah.
So since OCP is also about the server and compute designs, right? Is there anything on the networking side on the server, like NICs, anything happening there at OCP?
Certainly, as the speeds increase on the switches, the speeds increase on the servers. So new generations of NICs come out. As they go faster, they also need more offload capability and enhanced capabilities in the NIC so that the server CPU isn't burdened with the increased bandwidth.
So is there a lot of talk going at OCP on that front as well? Okay, do you see smart NICs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there is it's actually in the server group that does the NICs, but there will be talks at the OCP Summit this year about smart NICs and the next generation of NICs that they're specifying.
So are you saying there's an OCP summit? Is that what I'm hearing for the first time right now?
That's a... yeah, so that's called
right.
A segue, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, so coming up on March 4th and 5th is this once-a-year global summit is what they call it. And it's basically where everybody involved in OCP and everybody who's even curious about OCP gets together. And it's a big conference for 2 days here in San Jose.
Fantastic. I will definitely attend. I've attended for years, as it happens. But let's just pretend I've never been there. And I will definitely now go.
I think I have to go, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm already signed up for booth duty and stuff anyway, so it's fine. So what else can we expect? I mean, you know, there's a bunch of folks there. You know, I know there's talks. Talk a little about kind of what to expect for attendees.
Yeah, so some of the things that happen at the OCP Summit are, first of all, it's a big convention. There's keynote addresses, mostly on the first day, where people from the industry will be giving talks. And also on that first day, the show floor opens. So everybody who's got products and is doing things involving OCP technology will be on the show floor. You can walk around and see all the latest and greatest stuff with open hardware. And then on the second day, there's talks that are project focused. So there'll be networking project focused talks. And we call these the engineering workshops. And those run all day on the second day.
And these are parallel tracks for networking and then servers.
Right. And so actually, and the networking is within OCP is one of the most
active
groups. And so we actually have two tracks.
Oh,
and
wow.
One track is going to focus on software, and the other track is going to focus on systems and hardware. And so you can't even go to all the networking tracks. They'll be going in parallel.
Well, I mean, is it fair to say that that's a chain? We're kind of seeing that growth there with OCP and with the summit itself?
Well, for the last couple of years, we've had that couple tracks for the networking.
Right.
And some of the other groups, you know, they'll have half a day. Track, and then you know they'll get all their talks and work done in half a day. But like I said, the networking group is so active that
because
they like to network.
They're networking with one.
Yes.
Never mind.
It's all just shaking hands.
Yeah, that's right.
And you chair some of the, or at least one track, right? Do you chair the software track? Or?
I'll be helping out moderate one of the tracks, and it's probably be the hardware track. Actually. And then we have some interesting talks that are going to be at the Engineering Summit. I just wanted to highlight them. Alex Doyle is going to be giving a talk about ONI. He's the maintainer for the Open Network Install Environment. And so he'll be giving a talk about the state of that and what's going to happen going forward with ONI. And then if you want to hear a little bit about Cumulus, Pete Lumbus is going to be doing a talk. There's going to be a panel in one of the engineering workshops, and he'll be representing Cumulus. And the panel is going to be about running operating systems on OCP hardware. And so there'll be other vendors there, too, on that panel. And then I'll be moderating a different panel, but that panel will talk about how you do orchestration on OCP hardware above the, you know, the operating systems.
All right. Well, I think we'll all be rushing out right now to go to San Jose March 4th and 5th for the OCP summit.
Brian has a free pass.
Well, I do have a free pass. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to say that, but yes, I'm going to be there as well. There's exciting topics and discussions, and I will say this, my third year, I think, going, and it's definitely busier and busier every year. And I know I was seeing some emails from the folks, and I know they're expecting it to be a good bit larger even than last year. So it kind of really seems to continue to grow, yeah. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people are involved in OCP,
right.
And how much it grows every year.
Yeah, we all will be there. I'll be there too.
Absolutely.
Ryan. Yeah, and yeah, if the listeners come there, and we'll find all of us at the booth or the workshop, I guess.
Yeah. We're free to autograph stuff. No one wants autographs. I realize that.
Or networking. We'll be networking.
We'll be networking.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's the name of the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Kernel of Truth. We'll be posting some show notes on the Cumulus blog. You can find a bunch of educational material on Cumulus as well as the open networking industry as a whole. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. And that way you'll be notified when the next episode is posted. And you can, of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks.